To enlighten us on the topic of glories of Srila Srivastava and Srila Govind Ghosh Goswami. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Mataji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji graduated in the year 1999 as a medical doctor from India. Prabhuji then took training under a British-born spiritual saint, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj, of the Hare Krishna movement, and chose to live the life of a monk. He took seriously study of Sanskrit under various scholars and also spent many years studying science, both modern and Vedic. In the last 20 years, he has been conducting seminars and lectures in various colleges and universities in India, as well as abroad, on various themes. He is an inspiring speaker, a prolific writer, and has published books both in Hindi and in English. Some of his books in English are The Cheaters and the Cheated, Secrets of Yoga, Mighty Efforts, Crazy Ideas, and Science Fails to Explain Life. So Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Is Prabhuji? Okay. Mataji, shall we do a chanting now?
Yes, Mataji, I'm calling you.
Okay. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm visible, I'm audible.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Yes, Prabhuji, you're audible, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining us this morning and on enlightening us on the topic of glories of Srila Srivastava and Srila Govind Ghosh Goswami. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. I would like to hand over the call to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Om Gyana Ati Madhindasya. ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्येश. ओके, सो आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्कस. Well, let's just a minute. Just give me a minute. Okay, so we are going to discuss about Govind Ghosh and perhaps Srinivas Thakur. I don't think so. We'll be able to get over to Srinivas Acharya. That's probably a different topic. But let's see what we can do. But anyway, because today is what their disappearance of Govind Ghoshji. Pap Mochanani Ekadashi, that's classic, that's traditionally on this day Govind Ghosh disappeared. Just a minute. Rubilas diary. So on this day Govind Ghosh disappeared and very few devotees have quite a good grasp on who was Govind Ghosh, who was Madhav Ghosh, who was Vasudev Ghosh. In fact, you might have heard because there are so many songs in our ISKCON songbook Vasudev Ghosh, Vasudeva Hiya, that is song. And what's that song? Yadi Gaur Na Hoye Te Tabu Kemiti, that's by Vasudev Ghosh. So, yeah, even in Gaur Aarti, Vasudev Ghosh's name comes. So, yeah, in ISKCON we know about Vasudev Ghosh, but what about Govind Ghosh? Now, all these are eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. And all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they have many different qualities, because, of course, we are not Mayavadis. It's not that everybody has same quality. Like Swarup Damodar, he had a quality of intelligence. That's why Mahaprabhu took him as secretary. He was very intelligent. He was very intelligent in discerning philosophical deviations. And so anybody who used to come to Mahaprabhu, he was a person whom everybody has to go through. He would scan them whether Mahaprabhu is whether that person is okay to meet with Mahaprabhu or not okay, or whatever it is. His poems. So many people used to come and to actually present their poems and their works to Mahaprabhu, and Swarup Damodar would scan them. That was the whole point there. So that was speciality of Swarup Damodar. Ramanand Rai's speciality was he was also a singer. Ramanand Rai used to sing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entire night according to his mood. And these three brothers, they were singers. In fact, Mahaprabhu's movement, there were many singers. Just like these three brothers, Govind Ghosh, and then Govind, Madhav, and Vasudev Ghosh. Three brothers. These are mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 82nd, 83rd, and 84th branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes. How he defines this number, 82, 83, 84, we don't know. Why Govind Ghosh is 82nd? Why not Govind Ghosh is perhaps 70? Or 91, we have no idea. Perhaps it is, I think that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is trying to put the names of various parshads in the order of seniority. Because the seed is Madhavendpuri, so the seed of the tree is Madhavendpuri Bad. And then the trunk is Lord Chaitanya, and then the two main trunks, Advaita Charya and Nityananda Prabhu. So it's I think according to seniority, the seniority is becoming less and less and less and less and less. So according to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, according to seniority, so if you put chairs in a hall, and if you're the first chair, who will sit? Madhavendpuri Pad. The second chair, Mahaprabhu. Then the third chair, Advaita Charya and Nityananda Prabhu, both of them on the third chair. Probably third chair is a sofa. Both of them, I'm going to say. They're equally senior. And then probably chairs will get filled. And the 82nd chair will come Govind Ghosh. 83rd chair will come Madhav Ghosh. And 84th, Vasudev Ghosh. So these were three brothers and these were singers in the party of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were, by the way, other singers also, like Govind Dutt and Vasudev Dutt. These were two brothers from Bangladesh, present East Bengal, which is now Bangladesh, previously East Bengal. They hailed from Bangladesh, East Bengal, Govind Dutt, Vasudev Dutt. They were also great singers. And then who else? Ramanand Rai, he was to sing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, he himself was a singer. Sometimes he used to sing and Mahaprabhu used to dance. He himself was a great singer. And there might be others, but But these were some prominent singers. And then there were dancers in Chapati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Vakreshwar Pandit. In fact, when Madhav Ghosh used to chant and sing, no less than Vakreshwar Pandit used to dance in his singing. And why I'm saying this? Because Vakreshwar Pandit used to dance for 72 hours. So Madhav Ghosh equally has to sing for 72 hours. You can imagine the singing capacity. In fact, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, who can compare to the singing of Madhav Ghosh? So anyway, so when we talk about singing, so these three brothers, including Govind Ghosh, they were singers. Now, when we talk about singing, we generally think of music and perhaps vocals. A singer has to be expert in music and vocals. But these were different. They were singers. They were actually associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were not usual singers. They had more than vocals and music. They had to be expert in recognizing the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was a crucial thing. Otherwise, Bengal is full of many singers. But these three could understand the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they were devotees. And by the way, to understand the mood of God, that is devotion. That is what we define devotion as. Devotion is not defined as perhaps only studying Srimad Bhagavatam or only chanting the holy names. Because you can chant holy names with offenses. You can read Bhagavatam with inattention. Or maybe the only remembering the Supreme Lord's pastimes and qualities and name and form. That's not the essence of devotion. The essence of devotion is to understand the mood of God, the divine will of God, the sankalpa of God, the ichha of God. These are various terms used by various acharyas. That's devotion. And that's what Bhakti Santa used to say. When your will conforms to the absolute will of Lord, then that is perfection of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said the same thing. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what is Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada says desire. To understand the desires of God and then fulfill it. So the desire of God for the present age is that we should chant the holy names and make others chant holy names. That's one of the main prominent desire of Lord Chaitanya. Then there are so many unlimited desires. So Madhav Ghosh and these singers, they were devotees because they could understand how God is thinking. And that is why there are three levels of Krishna consciousness. Kanishtha Adhikari tries to think about God. Okay, I'm trying to think about Krishna. We all are Kanishtha Adhikaris. We are trying to think about Krishna through chanting, through hearing. These are the main modes of devotion. And then other main modes of devotion. But Madhyama Adhikari, at the platform Madhyama Adhikari, we are able to think. Madhyama Adhikari devotee is not just thinking about, it's not just trying to think about Krishna. For him, thinking about Krishna becomes not a matter of trying only, but becomes also a happy process and a sort of spontaneous process. But at the stage of Madhyama Adhikari, the unique thing is Krishna starts remembering, thinking of his devotee. Specifically, Krishna is thinking about everybody. Krishna is thinking of for everyone. Krishna is thinking about the whole material world, non-devotees, new devotees. Because Srimad Bhagavatam says, यद अनुग्रह संति न संति यद उपेक्षा श्रीमद भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो वेरी फेमस वर्स वेरी फेमस एंड वेरी डियर वर्स ऑफ मध्वाचार्य एंड ऑफ बलदेव विद्याभूषण इन फैक्ट श्रीमद भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो I'm forgetting the number, but the verse goes like this: Dravyam kalam chakarmascha, jeev svabhava evacha, yadanubrata santi na santi adupeksha. This is a verse in second canto. I'm forgetting the number, but this is a verse where Srila Prabhupada writes everything exists due to mercy, mercy of God, and if God removes His mercy. Everything will cease to exist. So everything is somehow dependent on his will. So, of course, because he's thinking about all these things, dravya, matter, space and time and laws of physics, of this universe, that's why they are there. They don't get dissolved. They don't get destroyed. The existence depends on the thinking of God about them. But at the same time, for Madhyamadhikari, the devotees were trying to think of him, his qualities, his pastimes, trying to think about his service. For them, Krishna specifically thinks about them. Yathamam prabhatyante tam sadaiva chaame. So for all others, he's thinking officially. Even for a Kanishtadhikari, he's thinking a little bit officially. But for Madhyamadhikari, he's thinking about them with love. But for Uttamadhikari is not just thinking about Krishna or not that Krishna is thinking about them. Uttamadhikari can think what Krishna thinks. That's perfection of Krishna consciousness. That is perfection of Krishna consciousness. So Madhav Ghosh, Govind Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh and any singer, Vasudev Dutt, Govind Dutt, Raman Rai, Nitin Prabhu, any singer who was singing of Lord Chaitanya, they have to think what Lord Chaitanya is thinking. In fact, sometimes Lord Nityananda Prabhu used to dance when Govind Ghosh used to sing. These three singers used to sing. So they have to understand what Nityananda Prabhu is singing. And then sing according to the mood, because that is devotion, assisting the Lord in his mood and not destroying his mood. And that's devotion. That's a servant. If the master says the vegetable is good, the servant will say, yes, it's good. If the master says vegetable is bad, the servant should say, yes, it is very bad. That's a servant. That's a servant. To assist the mood of the master. Of course, not foolishly, but Mahaprabhu is not foolish to say the same vegetable, good or bad. He might say also, but yeah. But then we have to assist, we have to say yes. That's a servant. So that was Govind. This is speciality of Govind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. When we talk about them as singers, and you will read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they were singers. So we are not generally looking at their musical abilities or their vocals. In fact, musical abilities and vocals, they are expert, they are beyond earthly realm. Because these three brothers were none other than gopis from Vrindavan, the incarnation of gopis. And this is also from the original Sarupa is actually from it. So it is revealed in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, a book written by Kavi Karan Pun Das, who was the son of Shivanand Sen. He wrote this book revealing the entity for Gaur, of all the Gaur Parshadas. And he says Govind Ghosh is actually incarnation of Kalavati Gopi. And Madhav Ghosh is incarnation of Rasollas Gopi. And Vasudev Ghosh is incarnation of Guntunga Gopi. So these three brothers, Govind, Madhav, Vasudev, Ghosh, they are incarnations of respectively Kalavati, Rasollas, Gunatunga Gopis, who are actually assistants of Vishakha Sakhi in spiritual world. So these are not ordinary singers. They, the main thing, what we today's disappearance of Govind Ghosh. So when we think about these singers, we are not looking at their musical abilities and vocals. That's presumed. They will have. They are coming from spiritual world. Why they will not be able to sing perfectly? But what we are looking at, what will benefit us, is how they can understand mood of Lord Chaitanya. And specifically while he's dancing, that's a big thing, because you see the point. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing, it's a very different, altogether a different scenario than when he's preaching, or when he's traveling, or when he's talking to somebody. Because we understand that one of the desires and the prominent desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to preach. Jare dekho tare ko Krishna upadesh amara guru hetar upadesh. We know that. And also to what's that? Bhajo Krishna, kaho Krishna, karo Krishna shikha, Bhakti Thakur writes. This is a prominent desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhajo Krishna, worship Krishna, kaho Krishna, take Krishna's name, and karo Krishna shiksha, and teach about Krishna. That is, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. We all know that's a universal desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he's dancing, that's a very different thing, because in dancing, he's absorbed within himself. In dancing, he is trying to accomplish his internal desire, which Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions in Adi Leela, right in the first 14 verses. You know, his internal desire was to relish the mellows of his devotee. He wants to become his devotee and relish how it feels to become my own devotee. That's what his internal desire was, especially how it feels to become Srimati Radharani. That's what he wanted to accomplish. And that desire he fulfilled while dancing. While dancing, he's relishing the mellows of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. When he's dancing in front of Rathyatra, or when he's dancing in Kirtans, when he was dancing in Srivas Angan's house, daily Kirtans. And that we as Kanishtha Adhikaris, we are trying to fulfill his external desire. We understand through a Guru Parampara, he wants preaching and he wants us to chant. So we are trying to do that. But these three singers, they can understand the internal desires of Lord. When he's dancing, his mood is continuously fluctuating. It's not fixed. They are fluctuations. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Hasati, rauti, raudati, unmadvad nityati, lokabhaye. That's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam priya swa nama kirtaya jata anurago durta uchchai. Hasati, rauti, raudati, unmadvad gayati, lokabhaye. Isn't it? We know that verse, very famous verse. Evam supriye. So how it begins, I'm just forgetting. Supriya Nama Kirtaya. Anyway, this Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse says, sometimes a devotee laughs, sometimes he cries, sometimes he becomes angry, sometimes he becomes mad, sometimes he's silent. Now what's happening? Why he is sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, sometimes silent, sometimes unconscious, sometimes mad and sometimes angry? What's happening? What is happening is that the mood is continuously fluctuating. So while dancing, sometimes Mahaprabhu is singing about Radharani's separation from Krishna, so he's crying. And then suddenly singing about Radharani's meeting with Krishna, so he's laughing. For example, I'm saying, I don't know what he's... of course, we can't understand what he's thinking. But some indications are there in Ante Leela what's happening with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's internal consciousness. Krishna's Kaviraj Swami has tried to give us a small hint in entire Ante Leela. Okay, this is something like this is happening within him. We are giving a window to see within the heart of God. That is Antalila, by the way. Antalila is a window through which you can see within the heart of God. And that is why it's called Antalila. Ante, antaha. Ante, one meaning of ante is end. Another meaning of ante is end means essence. Essence is which is inside, locked inside. So antaha, inside, what's happening inside the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Govind Ghosh and Madhav and Vasudev, they could understand how Mahaprabhu's mood is, Nityananda Prabhu's mood is fluctuating from one mood to another, to another, to another. How can they do? We don't know. We don't know. So you see, it is very different what we are singing for Lord in ISKCON or in any sampradaya, Madhava sampradaya, Ramana sampradaya. They all sing for the Lord. But that's very different from what they are doing. They are doing, we are not, I went to this, so long back I was there in Mayapur somewhere, I don't know, Mayapur somewhere. So one devotee, he was a singer, like, he was a good kirtaniya. Yeah? So he was saying, I sing for Radha Madhav. And my inspiration is Govind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. So I said, okay, nice. But I was thinking, he is nowhere near to them because to sing like them, you need devotion. You need devotion. A devotion and also devotion of Uttam Adhikari. Like you understand the mood and sing according to the mood. At the same time, of course, their devotion is beyond, even beyond Uttam Adhikari, because they have to understand the mood, they have to sing according to the mood and change the songs continuously. It's not just one song they are singing. They are trying to sing according to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is not trying to dance according to the song. You have to remember that. When Mahaprabhu mood changes, they change the song. When Mahaprabhu mood changes, they change the song. So they also have to be very much alert and aware and not go into ecstasy. So their devotion is much beyond Uttam Adhikari. Much, much beyond. Because they have to stop themselves from going into ecstasy. Especially when, you see, especially when kirtan is happening, there's nice music, there's nice dancing. You tend to go into ecstasy, am I right? So devotees have tears in their eyes, and that's good. I mean, because sometimes you feel tears, sometimes you feel thrill, goosebumps, and you are just entranced. Very nice kirtan, but that's okay. But that's not service. Their service is to sing, so they have to stop these symptoms, and to stop the symptoms at that point when kirtan and it's at a peak. It's impossible. It's impossible. Because even if slight symptoms appear in their body, the singing will be disturbed. Their raga will be disturbed. And that happened with Devarshi Narada. We know that. Devarshi Narada is a singer. Oh, I forgot. He's a singer. Of course, not in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, but he's a singer of Krishna. And that happened with Devarshi Narada in his previous life. In previous life, Devarshi Narada was hoo-hoo. What's his name? I don't know, but his name was Hoo Hoo. Probably it was a pet name. His original name was actually, his original name was Upabharna. So probably Apsaras used to call them Hoo. Yeah, sometimes you do that. So he was a singer and he was invited in the assembly of demigods. And so we know from other Puranas what happened in the last life. In the last to last life, because in the last life he was a maid servant son. But previous to that he was Gandharva. And he was invited in demigod's family and assembly to sing because he was a king of Gandharvas. The best singer out there. After Tumburu. Tumburu is a best singer. in Gandharvas. Nobody can beat him. Even Devarshi Narad cannot beat him. After him, Narad Muni is the one of the best singers. Of course, Tumburu didn't take the position of a king. He was uninterested in all this becoming king business. He stays in his small hut and he keeps on practicing ragas after ragas and ragas. He's so expert in ragas that ragas are personified standing in front of his house in Gandharlok to serve him. That's Tumburu. But so Devarshi, anyway, he Devarshi Narad became the king, and then he he was invited in the assembly to sing. Of course, he went with all his entourage. And there was Brahmaji, they were all big rishis, and they came for this concert. There was a concert in the heavenly planets, and tickets were sent, and everybody came in their planes. There is a graphic description of this concert, how people came in planes, and and the parking lot was full. They didn't have any place to park, so it was a chaos. So Indra has to manage how to park vehicles. So it's the same thing happens here, isn't it? In functions, it's crazy out there also. Because who is singing? Who? The king of Gandharva is singing. So, well, all Apsaras, all Gandharvas, all demigods, they're like, yeah, let's listen. You know, it's great, nice party. And of course, he's going to sing about God. They're not going to sing some hippie things or yabby, 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 dab. What's that song? If I were so rich. Yabby, 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 dab. He's not going to sing that. He's going to sing some songs about Krishna. So he was singing about Krishna, and everybody was sitting, and suddenly his voice started faltering. And his ragas started getting disturbed. And the rishis got really annoyed. What's happening? Because the rishis were experiencing ecstasy. Brahmaji was experiencing ecstasy. And they, because of the disturbance and the breaking of the ragas, the ecstasy was getting disturbed. So they were saying, what's happening? Their ecstasy means, in the ecstasy, they are serving Lord in their minds. So their service is getting disturbed. That's why they became angry. So it was not for their personal enjoyment. Oh, my ecstasy is getting disturbed, so let's curse him. No, the service is getting disturbed because the service was being nurtured by the singing of Devarshi Narad. And the service is getting disturbed. So they curse Narad. They curse who? Narad in previous life. That you fool, you become Shudra. And then he became Shudra. We know from Bhagavatam starts there. Narad Muni says, in previous life I was a Shudra, the maidservant's son. So, but what was happening actually? He was experiencing ecstasy. And because of that, his ragas faltered. Of course, now you can say, what's the fault of who if he's also experiencing ecstasy and his singing gets faltered and his singing gets destroyed. his ragas get destroyed or they start fluctuating, then what's his fault? They should not have cursed, but that curse was valid because he should have control on his ecstasy. It was a service for demigods and for rishis to help them serve Lord in their mind, to culture their emotions, and now he's not doing his service properly. But it was very difficult for Devarshi Narad to control his emotions because he started feeling separation, and he couldn't stop. It was his duty to stop these emotions. Otherwise, singing, so he got a curse. So you see, Gobind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, they are not singing for rishis and demigods. They are singing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are singing for him. God himself. And if they falter in between due to experience of ecstasy, they are not fit to sing for God. They are fit to be cursed. So they should have enough power to control that ecstasy. And that's a big job. So you see the point. Govind Ghosh is teaching us. When you think about them as singers, he's giving us various teachings. If you really think deeply, the first teaching I told you, the first teaching which Govind Ghosh is giving us is that if you want to serve Lord, you have to understand his mood. Not like him, probably expert like him. But the essence is to understand his mood and assist him his mood. He's assisting in form of singing. We might assist in form of preaching, or we might assist in other forms. But that's what this sense of devotion. And the second teaching with Govind Ghosh is giving, don't try to enjoy ecstasy. Otherwise, you'll not be able to do service. Your service will get faltered. You experience ecstasy. Let it come, let it go. Or let it be there. But don't focus on that. Focus on service. Otherwise, your service will get hampered by ecstasy. And then you will not be fit to serve Krishna. So that's the second teaching which Govind Ghosh is giving us. Not by speaking, thus by his actions. Of course, that's the third teaching which Govind Ghosh is giving us. That big, great devotees, they don't need to speak to you to give you instructions. Their actions are instructions. As a third teaching. And in fact, that's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhavendra Puripad, Madhyalila 4th chapter. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, so actually Mahaprabhu is saying to all his devotees in Remuna Khir Chor Gopinath, while recounting the pastimes of Madhavendra Puri, he says, Madhavendra Puri je acharan kaila, sahi dharm sar. Whatever Madhavendra Puri is doing, that is the essence of religion. Not what he is saying, because we don't have records what he said. We just have record of 4 or 5 verses what he said. That's recorded in Padyavali. Book written by Rupa Goswami. And the famous words you know. So which is Ai Deen Deyadranatha He Mathuranatha Kadav Lokasya. That famous verse, which is actually the seed of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We know that's it. Otherwise, we know his life, we know his actions. And Mahaprabhu says that is dharma. So you should know how to decode his actions. That's up to you. If you don't know, read parampara. They'll decode their actions for you, and then you will learn. So Govind Ghosh is teaching by his actions. Provided we want to learn something from his actions. Or you want to just praise him as a singer, that's another thing. For his vocal and musical abilities. If you praise Govind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh only for their singing, Krishna's Kaviraj Swami praises their singing. But if you read the verses properly, he's not praising them only for their singing. They are not singers in ordinary sense. They are devotees. And the devotion is being expressed in form of their singing. That's what is happening. Ordinary singers, they sing and then express their mood and express their devotion. We sing and express our devotion. But for them, they have devotion and express it in form of singing. It's the other way around. So, of course, I'm talking hi-fi things here. And why not? Let's talk about them. Because if we don't talk about all these kind of issues and stuff, and if we don't try to understand what's happening, then everything will become a story for us and singing. And that's what Upper Sampradayas are. You see, Upper Sampradayas, they actually glorify Govind Madhav and Vasudev Ghosh a lot because they are into singing. And they say, oh, these were great singers, so we are following them. We are also singing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you know Bengal, they're all Sahijas and Apasampradaya people. So they say we are following them, but they're not following them. They are foolish, useless, rascals. Yeah, they're fools. What to tell about them? They're fools. They destroyed the mission of Lord Chaitanya. They're into illicit sex and smoking and all this, and then they are saying, but they are good singers, but they didn't understand. They could never. So although these people said that we are followers of Govind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, but they never even remembered them even once in their life because they didn't understand who were they. So that's the third teaching we get simply by remembering that Govind Ghosh was a singer. Simply by remembering this fact. Simply, you don't need to have any other information about him to learn from him. There are many stories, so I'll tell about their stories. I didn't even start the lecture, but I wanted to speak a lot many things. There's still time, but anyway. So that's the third teaching which Govind Ghosh is giving. And of course, so now let's put this teaching business aside. So let's talk about the history. Where these three brothers were born. So if you do some research, you will find that these three brothers were, of course, mostly you will not find this information, but we went to Godmandal Parikrama. I have been traveling many years in Godmandal. And there's a place called Kaulagram. Kaulagram, if I'm pronouncing properly. Kaulagram. They were born there. That's in actually Katwa district. District Katwa, not in Katwa place. District Katwa. Tehsil Katwa, Katwa. So they were born there, Kaulagram. And we happened to be there. And there you will see a small neem tree, small, which is cut. So it is said Mahaprabhu came there once while doing his kirtans. So he heated a datun of neem, that brush with neem twig. And then after his brush, he planted it. And then it grew into a neem tree. So that place is still there in that Kaulagram. He visited. And villagers worship that place. It's not famous, but it's there. So from that neem tree, Narari Sarkar Thakur, who resides near Katwa in Shri Khanda, he took that neem tree, cut it, and made three deities. One deity, the largest deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he made three deities of Mahaprabhu. The largest one was in Katwa. Is still in Katwa's main temple where Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And the smallest is in Shri Khanda in Narari Sarkar Thakur's house. And the middle one, middle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's in Eka Chakragram, Nityan Prabhu's place. So right in that village where Mahaprabhu visited, planted that twig, and where that neem tree is there, and which is a source of three deities, these three brothers were born. Three deities and three brothers. What a coincidence. Three deities and three brothers. Yeah. So these three brothers were born. And these were Govind Ghosh, the eldest. Madhav Ghosh, the second one, middle one. So you can remember like this. M for middle. Madhav. M starts with M, then middle. And then last is Vasudev Ghosh. V is in the end. So the youngest one was Vasudev Ghosh. So these devotees, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, of course, they were born in Kaulagram, but later their father shifted to Halishar. Now Halishar is a place where actually this Chaitanya Doba is there. Now this is about Chaitanya Doba. I don't know. I don't think so. You all might be knowing this. But Doba means a lake. So that place, Ishwarpuri, Mahaprabhu's guru, he belonged to that place. He was born there, Halishar. You might not be knowing, but that's a place. That's a place, Halishar. And that's so if you want to go to Halishar, it's very simple. So you arrive at Hawrah station, that you will come anywhere by train. So from Hawrah station, you have to go to Sialda station. So there is a Hooghly, Ganga River. Hawrah is here, then Ganga is that side. Where ISKCON is there? ISKCON, to go to ISKCON, Calcutta, you have to, from Hawrah, you take a cab or you take a boat, cross the Ganges, across the Hawrah Bridge, and then and go to the other side and go to ISKCON Calcutta. Most of you might have visited that Sialdah. So here is Howrah, there is Sialdah. So you go to Sialdah station. From there you catch a train towards Krishnaganj, Krishnanagar. And in between there's a station, Halishar. You get down there. That's all simple. And then ask them where is Chaitanya Dobha. Catch an auto. The auto will take you around 10 rupees. 15 rupees probably. 15 taka. They say 15 taka. Taka is called as money in Bengali. 15 taka. 20 taka. They will say like that. 20 taka. So you pay them some money, they'll take you to Chaitanya Dobha. Now Chaitanya Dobha is the birthplace of Ishwar Puri, and Mahaprabhu went there. And he took some sand, some dirt from there, collected it, put it on his head to actually worship, to actually revere Ishwar Puri, the spiritual master's birthplace. So many villagers came there to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. They were so excited and they started taking the dirt from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just went away. And they started collecting dirt. And there's so many thousands of people came. They started collecting dirt. And it became a big hole, big ditch there. Because so many people took dirt. Thousands. And then later when rain came, it filled with water and became a lake. Or Dobha. In Bengali, it is called as Dobha. A lake, a pond actually. Not a lake, sorry. Pond. Dobha. A lake is called as Pukur. Pukur. Pukur is a lake, which you will find in Bengal. You will find many villages have a big lake where people wash clothes and take bath. That's called Pukur. But this is a Dobha. Dobha means maybe small Pukur, small lake or a pond, small. So now they have constructed, steps, and it's good one. You can go there. And there's an ashram also, some Vaishnavas are staying there, and so they are deities of Mahaprabhu there. They probably belong to Upper Sampradaya group. But they are good people. We went there and we had a talk. We stayed there also. There is one disciple of Jayapataka Maharaj staying there, right at Chaitanya Dobha. You go to Chaitanya Dobha and you ask, ISKCON devotee. So there's an ashram, and just on the side there is the house of this devotee. So we asked, you know, ISKCON, they are staying there, Chaitanya is just right next door. So we went to them. Probably they might be staying still. Of course, that's a permanent house. So we happen to go to Halishar, visit Chaitanya Dobha, go to that ISKCON devotee's house. They will really invite you or give you nice prasad. So why I'm telling this is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Halishar. Yeah, why I'm telling this because Govind Ghosh, Madhav and Vasudev Ghosh, when they were children, their father shifted to Halishar, this place. From Kaul Gram, they shifted to Halishar. And when Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement in Navdeep, in Srivas Thakur's Angan, after coming from Gaya, he inaugurated Sankirtan movement in Srivas Angans, and they were doing kirtans daily, entire night. They were singing and dancing. These three brothers came from Halishar to Navdeep. And they were staying there. And they were daily, in the night in Srivas Angan, they were singing song, all of them, turn by turn or whatever. And they were assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mood, to taste the mood, his internal desire. So you see, these three singers took part in the internal leela of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are taking part in the external reason. We are trying to fulfill the external reason. They are trying to fulfill the internal as well as external reason. Because, of course, if you ask us to actually assist Mahaprabhu in fulfilling his internal desire, we are not even qualified. We don't know what to do. We'll disturb him. So they shifted to Navdeep and Mayapur. And they were staying there. They were very happy and things were going on nicely. But what happened was, Govind Ghosh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once, so at the age of 24, when Mahaprabhu in his pastimes, he decided to take sannyas because nobody was understanding what they are doing. dancing there. What? So all these Navdeep Vasis, they were saying they've gone crazy. They're on drugs. They're on drugs. Whole night dancing. Daytime they are doing their work, and then the whole night dancing. They're not sleeping. Definitely they are taking drugs. How can a person do like that? And they are going wild, big noises are coming, and what's happening? They're mad. We can't even sleep properly. That was happening. So Chetanabu said, well, these people are becoming offensive. I came to deliver them by Harinam Sankirtan. And exactly the opposite thing is happening. They are going down by Harinam Sankirtan because they are doing offense against me and Harinam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have to do something. So he changed his plan. He thought, let me take sannyas. Let me take sannyas and sannyas, yeah, sannyas. That was heartbreaking for all the devotees of Navdeep. It's even difficult to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas because we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we feel pretty sad, you know, because Mahaprabhu is going. And all these devotees, so if you really think about it deeply, you can't help becoming sorrowful and sad. These devotees who loved him so much, Govind Ghosh Madhav, Vasudeva, and other Advaicharya, and all of them, now Mahaprabhu is leaving them. In your ordinary relationships, when your children or your husband are leaving, you feel so much sorrow. And yeah, they're leaving. For them, Chaitanya Prabhu's leaving is not leaving. It's death. It's death. Because they can't stay without Chaitanya Prabhu. And that's why Govind Ghosh, he also wrote many songs, which we don't know, which are there in Vaishnava Padyavali, which is a collection of Gaudiya Vaishnav songs done by somebody else, some other Vaishnav Sampradaya. No, I mean to say some other Gaudiya Vaishnav branch of I think, of some other Parivar, from Nityan Parivar, Agat Parivar, somebody's, they compiled all these songs, and so that's called as Vaishnav Padyavali. That's volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. There's so many songs, and there are songs of Govind Ghosh, and Govind Ghosh is, there are many songs, there are some songs, not many, some songs of Govind Ghosh where he's lamenting what will happen if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves us. We'll die. For whom we are going to sing? For whom we learned this singing? What's the use of this singing now? Better to die. That is these devotees. That is Govind Ghosh. And he went to Mukunda. So there's a song directly addressing Mukunda. So Mukunda was his very dear friend. And he went and he said, what should we do? Let's drown in Ganges. This news, is this news or is this a rumor? We can't believe our ears. Mahaprabhu is leaving us. So anyway, the beautiful songs by Govind Ghosh, they are in Vaishnava Padyavali. If you know Bengali, you can get access. But how else you can get access, I don't know, because they are not translated into English, most of them. Some of them might be, you can search. But that's an ocean of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Their songs, Vasudev Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, Govind Ghosh, their songs are an ocean of their songs. As I told you, if you read their songs, you can understand the mood of God. That's this Vaishnav songs, ISKCON Vaishnav songs, is this. It's not, these songs are not just to be sung. They have to, and not just to be only felt. Both of them are not really right attitude. They have to be understood properly. Understood from a right perspective, from a service attitude. Sevon mukhehi jivadav. And then we are elevated. I don't know, I mean to say, I speak so many things, but the whole point is, you see, I can tell you, but you have to elevate yourself. I can't make you elevate. It's all your journey. And if you understand, you understand. If you don't understand, you don't understand. That's all. We can just speak something and try to follow ourselves. I'm not saying we are perfect. What I'm speaking, I know it. I mean to say, I understand it fully, but I'm trying to do it, and I'm sharing it with you all. It's very difficult to speak about Govind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. It's very difficult to speak about them because they are working on a different dimension altogether. Whatever I'm speaking, it's all, we are blessed that we are allowed to speak about them. But that's not the point there. Point is to understand what they are teaching us by their actions and by their words. So he, Mahaprabhu left. Actually, Mahaprabhu left, and that song Govind Ghosh is saying, but so Mahaprabhu is leaving. What to do? Let's die, you know. But then what can be done? We can't stop him. Even if we die, what about other devotees? That's of more concern there. The concern is not us, that we'll die and something will happen to us. The concern is about other devotees, how they will live, how Sachima lives, how Vishnupriya lives. So can we convince him to stay? That either we can't do. So what should we do? We should die or we should live? We don't know. And that is perhaps devotion. When you can't understand the difference between death and life, when you can't understand the difference between happiness and distress, that is, when you can't understand the difference between separation and union, that is devotion. That is what Mahaprabhu came to give us. Somehow we have to understand, somehow we have to adjust this in our brains. Of course, it's not just an intellectual activity. You have to become pure, you have to chant, you have to pray, you have to see these devotees, Govind Ghosh, these as eternal associates, in a proper perspective. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. We'll miss this chance in this life. We'll not be able to taste the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. We might think we are tasting sweetness, but we are not, for your information. We are tasting the reflection of some sweetness. What about them? They're not just tasting sweetness. They are sweetness personified. They have become like that. And they're telling us, you can become like us. Of course, we cannot become like them, but you can follow in our footsteps. If you know what we are doing, we are not just singing, we are doing something else. Assisting the mood of Lord Chaitanya. So anyway, so Lord Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went. And later, so these devotees, they become really mad. And all these three brothers, so almost everybody from Navdeep, they left their places. They left their places. Some of them went, so all of them left Navdeep, because for them Navdeep then was like a furnace which would burn them to ashes. Without Mahaprabhu, Dham is like a tiger with an open mouth, ready to engulf them. They couldn't really stay there because if they stayed there, they would have Mahaprabhu and then they would not be able to live. Because they enjoyed his pastimes with him at different places. And they're all there. So Govind Ghosh shifted to Agradweep. Presently his house means Shripat, is in Agradweep. And Vasudev Ghosh, he shifted to Tamluk. Tamluk is a place in South Bengal. From Havla, you can catch a bus or a train, so it will take 2 hours, that's all. Towards Burdwan, Tamluk. And And Madhav Ghosh, he shifted to Dai Hat, which is in Katwa district. District Katwa, not Katwa. And the beautiful deities, if you go to Tamluk, beautiful deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And especially the most beautiful deities I saw is of Madhav Ghosh in Dai Hat. Beautiful dancing deities. In ISKCON, it's just like this, isn't it? But it's like there, it is like dancing pose. It's very beautiful because they are singers, so they like to see Mahaprabhu in a dancing pose. So they made a deity like that. And Govind Ghosh Agrudeep, he has a deity of Gopinath ji. And how he got those deities and all this, you can read on internet. This is all. I mean to say, I'm not going to tell you the same things what is there on internet story. But in brief, I'll tell you. So he was taking a bath. Of course, so what happened was, so he was taking a bath, and in bath, he found a stone. And then he brought it back. And so Chaitanya Prabhu came in his dreams. And Chaitanya Prabhu said, he said, Govind, you carve a deity out of it. And carve a deity out of it. And so he said, I don't know how to carve. So Mahaprabhu said in the dream, don't worry, next day somebody will come, you give it to him and he will carve it. So he carved and he got a beautiful Gopinath deity. And then he was worshipping him, Gopinath ji. And some people tell this story that once Mahaprabhu came there. So when he was visiting Vrindavan from Neelachal, so while going, he visited Agrudeep, Govind Ghosh was there. And he asked Haritaki. After food, so there's a fruit, you chew it for digestion. So Govind Ghosh gave him. And then Govind Ghosh went into the village, brought it. So the next day he asked and he just gave him. So Mahaprabhu said, what happened? You know, you gave me, from where did you get? He said, well, I saved it. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, you stay now, Agrudeep, now, and you marry. Because you have this saving tendency. And so you have this saving tendency. And Srila Prabhupada is a big puppet. Anybody who has saving tendency, they should become a householder. So anyway, this was pastime of Mahaprabhu. He said, you marry. And then he got a child, Gaurachand, he named. And then, so some people say that the child was offering food to Gopinath. And then he was saying, please accept this food. And Govind Ghosh was out for some work. So he said, Gopinath, you please take this food. So it was same. So same like Raghunandan Thakur. So the son of Mukunda. It was the same. So he was praying. So Gopinath was not taking. So then Gopinath said, I took it. Don't worry about that. He said, no, it's still there on the plate. And you've not taken. Gopinath said, okay. So he took half. He came. He made himself real, and so, and he took it half, he left half, and he told that child, Gaurachand, don't tell to anybody that I took. So this was going on. Govind Ghosh came one day back and he said, okay, where is Prashad? And he saw half plate. He said, what happened? His wife told, daily he's bringing out half plate, and I don't know, probably he's eating. So Govind Ghosh said, well, what are you doing? Are you eating? He said, no. Are you giving to animals? No. Are you throwing half Prashad? No. Are you giving to Brahmins? No. He couldn't tell because Lord told him, don't tell. And then Govind Ghosh really got mad and he was about to beat him. And then the boy told, well, Lord told me, Lord was taking half, what can I do? As soon as he told, he vomited blood and died. Govind Ghosh was very unhappy, what happened and this and that. He was sitting, he was lying down, and Gopinath came and he started massaging his feet. You see, that is Govind Ghosh. And he said, well, your son died, why are you unhappy? Well, your one son died and you're trying to kill me also, because in your sorrow, you didn't offer me anything today. And I'm hungry. I'm also your son. So Govind Ghosh, Krishna told you, treat me as a son. Then he treated, so Govind Ghosh said, well, if when I die, who will do Shraddh for me? Because my son is no longer there. Krishna Gopinath told, I'll do. So probably it seems Govind Ghosh was in Vatsalya Ras with Krishna. Not exactly in Madhuri Ras. And so although he was a gopi, Kalavati gopi, probably was some elderly gopi, it seems. Or maybe or maybe us, of course, not elderly, but because he was, she was, because they are followers of Vishakha Sakhi, so they should not be elder, but somehow he has more of Vatsalyas with Krishna, perhaps more than Madhurya, or it's mixed with Madhurya, Vatsalyas. So Gopinath said, I'll do you Shraddha. So when Govind Ghosh died on this day, died is not a good word. When he actually finished his pastimes, then on this day, Krishna actually he told Pujari, he came in the dream of Pujari, and he told, okay, dress me with the white dress because I'm a son, and put a kushagras in my fingers. So still, if you go on this day, you will find Krishna dressed like that, white, and because the son has to dress like this when his father dies, and then after 12 days, on the 13th day, Krishna again came in Pujari's dream, and he said, you see, according to rituals, we should feast Brahmanas today, on the 13th day after death. So you call all Brahmanas, arrange for a feast, and I will make sure that all food is supplied. So all the villagers, they brought all the food and gave to them by inspiration of Krishna. And the Pujari made, and there was a long feast. And then people came to know Krishna is, Gopinath has taken the form of a son of Govind Ghosh. And he's actually doing Shraddha for him. And even today on 13th day, after Pap Mochani Day, there's a big festival. So in Agrudweep, there will be a big festival. In fact, we were so lucky when we visited this Agrudweep. So Agrudweep, yeah. So Govind Ghosh went to Agrudweep. If you want to go to Agrudweep, it's very simple. From Navdeep station, you catch a train to Katwa, and after two, three stations, there will be Agrudweep. Dai Hat, Akai Hat. Akai Hat, you get down, and then, Dai Hat, Akai Hat, then Agrudweep. Agrudweep, you get down, catch a rickshaw, and and ask them to go to the Ganges bank. You go there, catch a boat, go to the other side, and then there is Govind Ghosh house. And so when we reached there, it was 13th day, and there was festival on that day. We were so lucky, and there were thousands of people coming there. Still they come, they celebrate, and they know that Gopinath is son of Govind Ghosh, and he's doing Shraddha for him. It's a big feast. And like that, so that is Govind Ghosh. So, yeah, Govind Ghosh ki jai. So, I was planning to talk about Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also, but of course, we can't do this. And Srinivas Thakur, sorry, I could speak about him. Of course, I thought I'll merge it, but I couldn't, because this was so nice to talk about Govind Ghosh. Maybe some other time we'll talk about Srinivas Thakur. Anyway, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, anything? So, I'll just take it now. Oh, Hare Krishna, what's up?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Prabhu, you said we can read about the songs they have written. How do we search for it, Prabhu?
Well, you see, if you go on internet, Govind Ghosh songs, probably you'll get 2-3 songs, that's all. That's why I told you, it's not translated into English. So there's a book, Vaishnav Padyavali, which is in Bengali, which you'll not get in ISKCON. I don't know how to procure it, but we got it from Chaitanya Dova, what the place I told.
Halishar.
So if you go to Halishar, there you can get Chaitanya Dova, Vaishnav Padyavali. And then there are songs in Bengali, so you might have to learn Bengali also. Otherwise, I don't know. Somebody maybe in future will translate these songs.
So is that book, you said Vaishnava Padyavali, it is available online or it is just in?
I don't know. You can search it. Probably some person might have put on online. Nowadays, people are scanning and putting. You just try to search.
Govind Ghosh, okay. And this is the same brother, Vasudev Ghosh, is like we have the song Jai Jai Jagannath, is the same.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah, Jai Jai Jagannath, Sachiranandan. So this Vasudev Ghosh, in the end, he says, no, Sei Krishna, Vasudev Sei Gaurav, Sei Jagannath.
So if you go to Tamluk,
where Vasudev Ghosh went to stay, so in Tamluk, in the altar, So they have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle, very nice posture. And then they have Jagannath ji on one end, and on the other end they have Krishna. So this Krishna was installed by actually Shiki Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi. So Shiki Mahiti, you know, who was in Jagannath Puri, he was intimate associate of Mahaprabhu. So his sister shifted from Jagannath Puri to Tamluk and later was staying with Vasudev Ghosh after Mahaprabhu's disappearance because she was alone. So she took her Krishna, there's Krishna and Gaura and Jagannath ji. So there was one other devotee who installed Jagannath ji. And that's why Vasudev Ghosh is singing. Sei Krishna, Sei Gaura, Sei Jagannath. It's the same order. And that's a very nice song. That's Vasudev Ghosh.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for all the more details of it. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Chandra Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Salagurudev Puja. It is very, very inspiring class, that small Dhatun and making ditties and Vasudev Ghosh and Govind Ghosh story and so many Prabhuji. Be honest, Prabhuji, we don't know all this. You explained so nicely from beginning to end. And yes, Prabhuji, that bhajan is a say God, say Krishna, say Jagannath.
Yeah.
Say God, say Krishna, say Jagannath. Jai Jai Jagannath, Sachidananda. Jai Jai Charanavanda. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patadam. No, Prabhuji.
Okay.
I'm not qualified. And yes, Prabhuji, you explained so nicely that we are not qualified for any seva. It's a mercy of Srimati Shishi Radharani, Srila Prabhupada, Sisi Nityananda and Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we will do that seva. So we should always remember that by the mercy of Sisi Nityananda and Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we get a seva. And for that, we have to put our own efforts. Like you are given your life and soul, Prabhuji, we can feel your leelas when you are explaining, Prabhuji. Hari Hari Kauranga, Anant Koti Dhanvat Pranam, your offerings as well.
Okay, so anybody wants to ask anything else? Or
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada. Okay, go ahead, Komalaki Mataji.
I said thank you, Prabhuji, for a nice class.
Who is this? So I can't hear your voice.
I'm sorry, I had to speak through this. The audio doesn't work well. So that's
okay.
Why.
Okay, problem. No, speak okay. Then.
Yeah, thank you.
Mataji is saying thank you, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for saying thank you.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
I think no questions, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very, very beautiful class. If there are no more questions, we can end the class here. I would like to offer my obeisances to all of you. Vancha Kalpa Tarobhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapanitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anta Koti Vaishnava Jai Shila Prabhupada Jai Jai Shri Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.